From the newsroom, I'm Peter Killeen. A fire flared up Tuesday near Covelo, Mendocino County, racing through brush, grass, and timber. About 60 homes ordered evacuated. Another fire north of Sacramento destroyed more than 1.5 square miles of grassy ranch land in just a few hours. Continuing to burn, the twin fires straddling Mendocino and Lake counties that have burned 7 homes, threatening 12,000 more. The 7th most destructive wildfire in California history, just 30% contained in the area of Redding. The Carr fire has killed 6 people, destroyed 965 homes. Humboldt County Sheriff's Office of Emergency Services creating an information line dedicated to assessing the needs of evacuees entering the county. Evacuees coming to Humboldt County are encouraged to call 707-441-5000 for information about services available to them while waiting to return to their homes. The line will be staffed from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. on weekdays. Resource information can also be found online at humboldtgov.org/incident. The Eureka Community Health and Wellness Center in Eureka, currently accepting patients who've been displaced due to wildfire. Evacuees encouraged to visit the clinic for non-emergency medical needs, things like medication refills, breathing treatments, and outpatient care. Evacuees experiencing a medical emergency should not visit that location. They should call 911 instead. Community members wanting to provide aid to wildfire victims should only donate to a legitimate and reputable agency. Locally, Pay It Forward Humboldt, Redwood Capital Bank, and United Way of Northern California accepting financial contributions to aid wildfire victims. Final day of July ending behind bars for a Eureka man. Members of the Eureka Police Department's newly formed Community Safety Enhancement Team contacted a subject at the corner of 2nd and A Streets. The subject identified as 58-year-old Andreas Sala McDaniel. A records check of him revealed an active warrant for his arrest for giving false ID to a peace officer. An incident to arrest search of McDaniel led to the seizure of more than 5 grams of suspected meth and items consistent with possession for sales. McDaniel booked into the Humboldt County Jail. He's being held on $55,000 bail. The new team kickoff for the Alzheimer's Association Humboldt Walk to End Alzheimer's happens Thursday, August 16th, 5:30 to 6:30 p.m. at the Humboldt Bay Aquatic Center. No fee to register, no limit on the numbers of team members. The third annual Humboldt Walk to End Alzheimer's will take place on Saturday, October 13th at the Adorney Center and Halverson Park in Eureka. With news, I'm Peter Killeen.